Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to this episode, a proud member of the Front Row Network of shows on NPR Illinois. For the past 5 years, we've been providing hours of content every month, and now we've created the chance for all of you to get even more content. We've officially launched our Patreon page to give you the chance to support our work. There are 4 separate levels, and each come with their own amazing bonus perks, including exclusive episodes, full movie commentary tracks, and even the ability to choose what episodes we do and be on them with us. To show your support, simply go to www.patreon.com/frontrownetwork. That's patreon.com/frontrownetwork. Thank you again, and as always, we'll see you in the front row. Podcast land, and welcome to the Front Row Cast podcast for people who actually like movies, TV, every kind of thing, right here on NPR Illinois. And welcome to a special live episode where we are going to be battling for streaming service supremacy. That is right. We have the entire just a smorgasbord of Front Row personalities here, and this is going to be so amazingly interesting. So I'm Jeremy Gechner, Editor-in-Chief, had to be on this one, but I am so psyched to be here for the first Battlecast here live on Facebook. I'm going to throw it over to some people here who are going to be doing battle for all of you to the death today. First of all, the Associate Editor-in-Chief, Mr. Craig McFarland.
Hey, everybody. You can't even guess which streaming service I'm going to be representing today. I know you're staying on the edge of your seat, but this is my third podcast of the day. I'm ready to go. I am hydrated. I think I'm going to make it through.
Yeah, they're just very, very clear, people. There are visual clues in Craig's background, if the subtlety of it doesn't get you there. Also here to do battle, the host of Front Row Classics, Mr. Brandon Davis. What's up?
Hi, isn't it a little ironic that somebody that still owns mountains of physical media is battling for a streaming service?
you know, that's gonna help you here, I think, though.
Maybe.
All right. Also here, the host of Front Row Flashbacks, the co-host of Front Row Flashbacks, Mr. Jay Hoffman. What's up, Jay?
Nothing. Great to be here. I've always wanted to be on White Guys with Beards battling over technology, so I'm really excited.
My God, that is true. Look at that. I tried to get Aaron on the show, man, because we just have too many dudes here today, but what are you going to do? Also, and rounding out the battlers, because I will be as well, Mr. Steve Sykes. What's up, Steve?
Hey, you can tell by my background that I don't have much of a background.
That is the kind of wit we come to expect. All right. And I'm going to throw it off here. So this is going to be a very interesting thing, a very interesting just podcast and live video here, where we're all 5 of us going to take a streaming service and we are going to battle it out to see which one reigns supreme. And going and doing the refereeing tonight and keeping us all in line, the new kid on the block, but the funniest kid on the block, let's just say it, Mr. Larry Smith. What's up, Larry?
What's going on, guys? Thanks for joining us.
We love Larry. Woo! We love Larry. Larry,
I'm wearing my mother-in-law's referee shirt.
Nice.
And the patented Marvel, I'm just a normal human being baseball cap. Coming to you here to host the Don't Cross the Streams Battlecast. I'm very excited, and I dressed up because I wanted to make a good impression on the rest of the kids in the class. So thank you for all who's joining us to see all of these homogenous faces. We have every kind of white guy that you could imagine being represented currently. Quick, here's the rules. Also, for you battlers, pay attention. You get 5 minutes to argue which stream is best, your stream in particular. We get to have a 5-minute rapid response and question round. I will be timing. So as a presenter, if you go over that 5 minutes, I will let you know. And I will also penalize you. Responders and questioners, if you try to go past the 5 minutes, if you are by any means not funny or interesting, I will penalize you.
Damn it.
I will let you know I do have a whistle. I don't want to have to use it, but I will. And I will also be arbitrarily assigning points. They mean nothing. I have no system. It will be based on what I feel is best.
Oh, so who's the line rules then?
Yes, except these points do mean something. Because if you lose, we will shame you.
Yes. Okay. Shame.
All right. And also, I want you guys to know, you battlers, I will only be referring to you from this point forward as your streaming name. You have no real name to me or identity. So as I can stay completely and utterly neutral in this whole judging process. Okay.
Nice.
Pornhub got nixed.
I offered to represent that one and no one took me up. I've had a lot of time on my hands, a lot of canceled shows. So
is it the same outfit if you were defending that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, the price actually, plan is great there.
I wear this on my OnlyFans channel, so tune into that.
If I may, and Larry, you might have to close your ears so it's not judging the, you know, it's not tainting the judging before we start here. But I will say, if people out there that are listening to this have not gone and listened to Larry's new show on the Front Row Network, Convince Me, the first episode dropped. The second episode, I'm sure, is on its way out soon. It is so funny. It is so great. And just a really, really solid new show for us. We're excited to have you on the network, sir. And excited for this evening.
I'm excited to be here. And points.
Oh, come on.
Thank you.
Oh, that is an extra
point. That was called transparency.
I told you, flattery. I can be bought. I'm not.
Where did your referee's license come from, man?
That's another negative point.
Damn it.
He's blowing into a USB jack. That's not a whistle.
Well, here's the thing. It's like I've got such an advantage with mine that, you know, like I just got to kind of deduct some points to get
Wait. I'm sorry. That's a foul. And you are penalized extra points. That's 10 yards. And you must now turn around from your camera and argue to your piano. I'm sorry.
All right. Here we go.
All right.
Oh, shit. You can't hear me. First,
now, I do want to explain. I did do this completely random. I used a randomizer on the internet, and if it happens on the internet, you know it's absolutely legit. So our first battler this evening, because you have no identity, is Prime Video, the only streaming service to have ever called me Scraggly. Whenever you're ready, begin.
All right, so that would be me here. I am Amazon Prime, and let me tell you, I don't just own newspapers. I don't just run the world. I also make the best streaming content that there is. All right. If you want comedy, if you are coming to the game here for comedy, I'm telling you right now, I've got it all. I've got the two most critically acclaimed sitcoms, comedy shows that you have seen in the last 3 years with The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel and with the reigning Emmy champion Fleabag. So don't even come at me if you don't want comedy. Okay. Marvelous Mrs. Maisel has changed the game when it comes to female representation and empowerment in the comedic sphere, all right? And the referee might know what I'm saying about that, all right? And Fleabag is literally a redefinition of what it means to be a comedy show. Phoebe Waller-Bridge is an absolute genius, and you know what? You see her exclusively on Amazon Prime. But you know what? Even more on the television side, if you want some drama, I'll give you Homecoming, all right? The show that got Julia Roberts to do television. That's right. Julia Roberts. You ever heard of her? She's here on Amazon Prime, all right? Because she knows where the money's at, all right? There's also got Mozart in the Jungle, one of the most critically acclaimed shows of the last 5 years. Won Emmys, is representative of the Hispanic movement and of the arts, and is one of the biggest champions of the arts. And you know what? But I have to give my own personal preference here, and that is because they also have The Boys, which is by far the best comic book show on television right now. The second season is coming out in September, and it is awesome. If you want a superhero show that doesn't play by the rules, if you want one that makes you smile, cry, and hate the world at the same time, and somehow be all right with all of those at the same time, that is where it's at right here on Amazon Prime. But you know what? I could tell you more about Bosch. I could tell you more about Sneaky Pete. I could tell you more about all of these great shows that we have. But we've also got movies. Oh, and by the way, we are the first streaming service to win an Academy Award. That's right. Manchester by the Sea got Best Actor at the Academy Awards. And that was an Amazon Prime movie. All right. From Amazon Studios. And again, personal preference here, Amazon by far has the best horror film selection of any streaming service. They invest hard in the horror atmosphere. They got the exclusive rights to Ari Aster, one of the best up-and-coming horror film directors there is. They've got a found footage section that is absolutely the tops. And I don't know, what can I say here, folks? If you're not convinced yet, you also get, you know, go for your Prime membership, you get free shipping. So that's all I got. That's all I got.
Excellent. Bonus points for brevity. All right. So now, one by one, or jump in all at once. I don't care if it's a dog pile. We did discuss Pornhub just a minute ago, so true. I'm just giving out my proclivities. I'm going to start the clock for the retort round, and here we go.
If Amazon Prime's so good, how come I never want to watch it?
Hey, look, I can't be made to know, like, you know, giving everybody good taste. Sometimes you just got to come to it yourself, man, and be changed.
So you're saying the selection's limited. Okay.
I'm saying that this is the stuff that even if you think you don't like it, once you watch it, you do like it.
So it's a grind to watch Amazon Prime.
I don't think so. I think the grind is, you know, having to wade through all the other inferior services to get to Amazon Prime.
Like getting through using Amazon to getting to Prime, those services, or somebody else can take it.
No, so here's my deal with Amazon. Why do you care about the Academy Awards? Why is that your measure of a streaming service? All I want is entertainment out of my streaming service. And what they have on Amazon are all these really heady melodramas. They don't have enough of that action, family-packed, just excitement that I want in a streaming service.
Well, again, man, I'll tell you, man, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, it's one of the best shows on television, and it's right there. It's nice, but it doesn't have, you know, it still gives you some of that real-world issues that you're looking for and stuff. And if you want adventure and stuff, we've got tons of movies over here that Disney Plus hasn't gotten yet that Netflix won't get either, because we got that Bezos money behind us, man. So, you know, just we can outbid anyone.
So if Amazon already owns the awards, is it worth anything if you win it?
Look, man, the Academy likes what it likes, you know, and we know what it likes, man. Don't get mad at us because we got it made in the shade.
Hey, Prime, I got a question for you.
Sure.
You mentioned Julia Roberts and her wonderful performance in Homecoming. Can you tell me who the lead of season 2 of Homecoming is?
I can indeed. It is the wonderful, amazing auteur artist Janelle Monáe, who you know, saw it fit that, you know, she wanted to bring the amazing, immense artistic talent that she had to Amazon, not to anybody else, but to Amazon. I don't know why that is, but she saw something in that show and said, "I've got to get my brand of awesome in on this."
Dollar signs, I'm guessing.
You know, dollar signs can, you know, they can happen, but
this is the Bezos money, right?
I think the thing is, I think you hit the nail on the head when you said at the very end, well, I mean, even if you don't like us, you can get shipping for free. Because when people think about Amazon Prime, that's exactly what they think about. They don't care about a streaming service, and neither does Amazon. They care about getting your money from shipping. That's what they care about. They're huge warehouses that are destroying the American heartland as we know it. And it's all because of your streaming service that's happening. And so that's why there's no reason that Amazon Prime should be named the victor tonight.
He makes a good point, because you did cite the evil billionaire as a plus. And I think in this climate, maybe not so good.
Yeah, the guy from the company with the other evil billionaire said it best.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just going to let that streaming service, you know, talk about that. I'm just saying, Disney talking about money and buying things.
I have another question. Manchester by the Sea. Who did that star?
And that starred the wonderful actress Michelle Williams, and it was quite great.
Okay, but
and
the male
Academy Award winner.
No, you're talking about Lucas Hedges, also Academy Award nominee for Manchester by the Sea.
Who was the cinematographer? You're a fraud.
You know, it's something. You know, I'm seeing who you're saying there, but it's just very, very blurry. It's a lot of beard that's getting in the way.
I'm sure that there are several women who said the same thing. Okay, please continue.
My biggest complaint is that it's just the least visually appealing streaming service. It's ugly to look at. Can you do something about it?
I thought you meant that was the most visually unappealing Affleck brother. I'm sorry. I misunderstood.
Also, well, that could be that, too.
That's also correct. Yeah.
You know, the user interface is garbage on Prime.
Yeah, you know, it's not perfect. But look, when you're putting out this big a quality of content, you can't always just be worried about the aesthetics, man. Sometimes you got to put it right in there.
It's not perfect.
Exactly.
It's not even close to perfect.
Quote the Amazon Prime rep. It's not perfect.
But sometimes you just got to put it right in there. Thank you. Yeah, that's. And
don't think I could have said it any better. Thank you, referee.
5 seconds.
Amazon Prime rules. Y'all know it. Just get over it.
And that's time. All right. Thank you, Amazon Prime, for cementing what we always assumed about you.
Sure. Wait, what?
Our next presenter. Our next presenter and defending themselves is the only streaming service that is starting with points tonight because it made me feel good about myself today. Take it away, Hulu.
Well, I am the Tom Hanks of the internet, so I've got a reputation to protect. Hulu. Now, you know, if you're looking for a home run in your streaming service, you're not going to find one because no streaming service is consistently great across the board. But when you want a solid ringing double, you're going to turn to Hulu. Hulu knows what it's good at, and it leans into it. Hulu is primarily a TV show-based library, in my experience, and it is solid with that library, although they do have good original movies. And we'll get to that a little bit later. Their TV lineup is comprehensive. The price is right for Hulu. You can start a subscription for as little as $6 a month. And with that comes Hulu's pretty impressive library of both old and new TV shows. But you can opt into more features. If you want, you can go for the sweet deal that some packages have it include Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus. So you get like all of the 30 for 30 content, which is good for a sporting audience. It's probably, if you're looking to cut the cord of the streamers we're going to be talking about tonight, if you had to pick one, you'd probably pick Hulu because it's designed as a replacement for the TV experience. And then lastly, you look at the originals on Hulu. They've had Little Fires Everywhere, which has been very critically acclaimed. Castle Rock, fun revisiting Stephen King environs. They just came out with Palm Springs, a new spin on Groundhog Day, which is a very entertaining movie. But when you're talking about Hulu originals, the flagship has to be A Handmaid's Tale, which somehow took 311 pages, which was the original novel count, and turned it into three seasons of sometimes grueling but always thrilling television. So if you want that ringing double, go for Hulu.
Excellent. Bonus points for brevity. And bonus points for still making me feel good about myself today. All right.
Excellent.
We will begin the response round now.
So tell me how Hulu is not a pyramid scheme. This is what happens with Hulu. You go in and they're like, hey, you want Hulu for a year during the Super Bowl? We'll give it to you for $1 a month. And then you know what? After that, it's going to be $5.99. Oh, you don't want commercials? You know what? That's only $12.99 a month if you don't want commercials. Oh, you want live TV? That's only $34.99 a month. You know what? You want to package it with your HBO too? That's only an extra $12 a month. You want Showtime? We've got Showtime. Come here. We got Showtime for you. It's only an extra $15 a month. By the time I'm out of Hulu, I'm paying $85 a month for one streaming service. How is this not a pyramid scheme?
Oh, it's scaring not a pyramid, it's no, not a pyramid scheme, us, man. Disney ears. It's not a pyramid scheme because I'm not trying to sell Hulu to anybody.
Well, that's not going to help your argument.
No, but even you said,
I'm saying that your definition. I'm saying that your definition of pyramid scheme was inaccurate, thus invalidating your entire
multi-level marketing, Craig.
That still harms other people. What you're saying, Disney, is that it's more like a drug dealer.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
And I'm okay with that. So please continue.
Sometimes you want your night gallery. And you need your night gallery.
Look, pyramid schemes hurt families. They hurt people. They hurt friendships. Drugs?
They hurt the people that built the pyramids.
Yes. All I know is that I've been trying to watch Gone Girl for so long on Hulu. And every time I go there, I go, oh, I can watch this Ben Affleck classic, modern day classic on a thriller. But then it says, you need a live TV subscription. I come to a streaming service because I don't want live TV. That's the whole point of a streaming service.
You know, what's most impressive is that you are actually able to find Gone Girl because it's impossible to find anything you want to watch on Hulu because the internet or the interface is so terrible. It's terrible. I can't find anything. I lost my socks in there once.
It's not as bad as Netflix.
I agree with you there. And here's the deal: when the things are highlighted, you can't tell what's necessarily highlighted in their user interface. So many times on my Apple TV, I figure out I go to the wrong place because the graphics are just horrible. So thanks, Netflix.
That's because Apple TV is sabotaging you, man. I mean,
yeah, I said you might get lost because you're on Apple TV, but.
I just really am appreciative that you want to be the money ball of streaming services with that baseball metaphor there. That's what I'm impressed with.
Yeah, that was a real home run argument, that you're a double.
Yeah, well, you know, that's where the RBIs come.
Points for humility. Is there any other comments that anyone would like to make? Excellent. Take that as a note. No, you paused too long.
Yep, I did.
Two things, Hulu, and you've hurt me. You've hurt me this evening. Two things weren't
mentioned.
But I
made you feel good.
You did, but it's balanced.
Then I hurt you. I'm kind of like your girlfriend.
Yes, absolutely. I have low self-esteem, and that's how to keep me around.
Right.
You failed to mention two shows that would have skyrocketed you to the top. Brockmire and What We Do in the Shadows are available only on you. And those are two shows that touch my heart as someone who should be cool, but still bumbles around. What We Do in the Shadows really gets to me. And as someone who puts the fun in functional alcoholic, Brockmire really sends it home. So I'm a little disappointed. I'm not angry. I'm merely disappointed. All right, moving on. Go ahead.
No, that's fair.
Okay. All right, now coming up next, our next battler is the old school daddy, the OG, the regulators mount up of streaming services. Hit me, Netflix, your time started.
So HBO may own Game of Thrones, but by the time I'm finished, you're all going to bend the knee to the king daddy of streaming services. Netflix was the little nothing company that toppled Blockbuster and fundamentally changed the way we watch our movies and TV shows. Disney Plus came out swinging to be the Netflix killer for Darth Mickey, but their assassination attempt was about as successful as John Hinckley Jr.'s. Jodie Foster's probably equally impressed by Disney Plus as she was by Hinckley. Hulu turned finding premium content on their service into an online escape room. If you follow all the clues, you might find something great to watch. HBO Go. Nope. HBO Now. Nope. Whatever the new HBO is called. They're hoping everything old will make them new again. And as Amazon slowly starts to gain control over every aspect of our lives, I find great comfort in knowing that it will not be in my viewing habits. Amazon Prime's a nice addition to the delivery service I pay for. I just wish Amazon Prime would have made it good. I come to the defense of Netflix because not only do I believe it's the best streaming service, but Netflix has genuinely played a role in my life as a movie lover. When local video stores only had new movie content, Netflix afforded me the ability to watch classics, cult movies, 80s horror gore I could only read about online, and they were able to take a mail DVD delivery service into the streaming juggernaut that's leading the charge to give cable the fatal Matador blow. Now, if we look at the price point on it, you're getting HD. That's the top line they offer, $15.99. Little higher than some of the other services, but the amount of content that they offer for that price well then makes up for it. Netflix currently will put out more new TV shows than the rest of all of television did. At least that's what happened in 2017. They're constantly innovating, trying to give people a voice of all different backgrounds. You got movies coming from China. You got movies coming from Africa, from India, from Britain, from Germany, worldwide. They're going for diversity as the spice of life in the content that they're putting out. When it comes to user interface, I think Netflix takes the cake. I think it's the easiest one of all the services that we currently have battling right here today. I think it is easiest to find the content you want. And also, they've developed that algorithm, that very famous algorithm that makes suggestions. The deal with that algorithm is at first, it might not seem like a winner, but the more you watch on there, the more accurate its picks are for you. So it's easier to find content on there. Then when we just simply come to the catalog, the thousands and thousands of movies and TV shows, it just can't be touched. Netflix doesn't specialize in streaming other people's new movies. They specialize in making new movies and making new TV shows. Their shows have entered the zeitgeist of pop culture. I think we can all agree that Tiger King has helped us all along in the early stages of the pandemic. On top of that, we got Stranger Things going on. Worldwide phenomenon. We have Academy Award level movies going out. We got Irishman this year, Roma the previous year. Their catalog is so far ahead of the curve when it comes to the cultural diversity that they have. On top of that, no other streaming service is even trying to play the same sport as Netflix. Everywhere else is specializing in little this, little that. Netflix is trying to specialize in everything so everybody has representation in the media and the content that they watch. That's all I got. What do you got?
Well, here's the big problem with Netflix as a streaming service.
That's a slow clap moment, guys. Come on. You're a movie fan.
Here for your opponent.
I was just jumping right on it.
Go for it.
Here's the thing. Netflix has a wonderful, rich library on DVD. There are something like 93,000 DVD titles that are available on Netflix. There's about a tenth of that available on streaming. So if you're going to argue that Netflix is a great library, sure. If you're going to argue that they're the best streamer, not even close.
So you're saying because we have less streaming than DVDs that our streaming's not good?
Yeah.
How about we look at the sheer quantity of what we stream compared to what you stream, and it's a tenth of what we stream. Work on the argument. You can do better.
You know,
Oh, go ahead, Jeremy.
Oh, no, go ahead, my illustrious colleague.
All right, so Netflix, you cited some stats from 2017. It would make sense that you are behind the times in citing statistics because you are so old. You're so old that I was selling you as a 16-year-old Best Buy employee when someone was buying a computer. I had to say, do you want Netflix with that? And they were like, what's Netflix? No one knew what it was. And, you know, the thing is, you said that it has a great user interface. I strongly disagree. I absolutely cannot stand that every single title you happen to land on for more than a second, you get a preview for. And then they did try to correct that. But how did they try to correct that? They told you that you had to log into your account on a online, which no one actually has ever logged into their desktop site. And you had to set your user preferences from there to turn off the trailer previews. It's horrible. Why would you ever do that? Why would you have this trailer feature as part of your user interface that's just so annoying? Please answer that.
So first of all, I appreciate you calling me old. I loved that Disney Plus just put Sleeping Beauty out in the new releases. That was a real, real winner of the current times that we have. The other thing is, if we're talking about the queues that we have built up, I'm sorry we don't have built-in fast passes like you do at your little parks and stuff. They give you the ability to turn it off. I'm sorry there's 2 seconds of extra effort. Even that's still way less effort than trying to find something on Hulu, so I still feel pretty good.
Besides, that was offsides. Hulu is not in question anymore.
You know, I do want to praise, as you said, the critically acclaimed films that Netflix is producing and all the Academy Award statues that they've garnered, especially The Irishman last year, as you talked about, because I'm forgetting exactly how many Academy Awards it won last year. It's
less
coming,
than Suicide
it's
Squad.
Coming to my mind. It's coming to my mind. I
or the comedy classic Murder Mystery.
More than Amazon won this year, I'm sure. Or at least more nominations. Yeah.
I'm just saying, if you get 10 nominations and lose them all, is it better than losing one?
I do like yes. how in one argument, somebody was like dismissing the Oscars, but now we're using them as the litmus test. A troublesome set of awards.
We win Oscars.
I'm speaking. That is 10 yards.
Damn it.
I know you're used to being in charge, but you let me wear a referee shirt and ask me to judge. So, you know what? It's not even worth it anymore. I'm just glad I got to blow the whistle. Go ahead. Anybody else?
Anybody?
I love how...
We're just going to look at your oldness.
That uniform gives you a real look of power, and we don't.
It does.
Real authority.
I know. We're treating you like a real ref, not like a WWE ref or something, man. So. You're respecting the authority.
I just got to turn my back, and then somebody can hit somebody else with a chair.
and then you'll get knocked out, and somebody will count the three with your dangling arm.
So. Exactly. Exactly. I'm good for it.
Netflix, you don't have any pro wrestling content. Sorry, but big deduction.
But what I'll tell you we do have is a large selection of stand-up comedy. I don't know about you guys. I love stand-up comedy. I love stand-up comedians. Netflix is really opening a path for stand-up comedians to make
it keep butter in that biscuit. Go on.
So, you know what? I might not have wrestling, but stand-up comedy, Netflix is changing the game and giving lots of people opportunities. Really great comics.
That's five.
I need to take a shower now.
Me too, but in a good way. All right. Thank you, Netflix. I will say you did not mention Daredevil. And you did not mention Witcher specifically, and
I figured you would do that for me. So
of course, I've been picking up what you guys have been dropping all night. So all right, our next battler. As I notice, it is 9:54, and I want to make sure that Netflix gets to bed on time. Our next battler is the double wide trailer of streaming services. Hit us, HBO Max.
All right. Well, do I get extra points if I wear my Swedish chef mask?
Only if you do the entire 5 minutes in the Swedish chef voice.
Okay. Well, all right. HBO Max. So this is the newest of the streaming services that we're discussing. And so we're kind of in the Wild West a little bit with it. And it has the most room to go. It has the most room to grow. And honestly, if you want a cinema school all on one little device, just download HBO Max. Because while Craig is looking for entertainment, I'm looking for pure cinema. So if you want to look for real cinema, go to HBO Max, because I've subscribed to small little mom and pop streaming services before to look for the classics that I want to view. But finally, a mainstream streaming service has partnered with Turner Classic Movies and are giving us all kinds of foreign, independent, and classic films all in one place. And you know what? Also, they provide you a wonderful layout, unlike I don't think I've seen on any other streaming services, of the entire list of cast and crew. They even give you extras, which I know other streaming services do. But we're just getting started here. And also, and I know someone's going to throw it in my face about the Gone with the Wind thing that was an issue a couple weeks ago. But you know what? They jumped right into the fold of what was going on in our critical zeitgeist, and they made a discussion out of it and put context to the film. So they are right on the cusp of what the national discussion is. Also, it is a beautifully laid out page. It's wonderful colors, and also it's wonderful, wonderful images of films. Whereas with Hulu, Netflix, you've got to really search to find what you're looking for. You get the actual movie posters right here where you can see and you know exactly what you're looking for. Also, you can rehash any non-Disney childhood on HBO Max. You can look at Sesame Street, Flintstones, Looney Tunes, which are being introduced into an entirely new generation. Also, I was looking for Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of the Ring on a streaming service last week, and I found that Netflix had Two Towers and Return of the King, but I had to go to Prime and pay for it, whereas on HBO Max, I can get all three in one place. So,
or you could watch TNT on any given Saturday.
Well, I'm sorry. That's a 10-yard penalty.
No, you're okay. And also, I have not been an HBO subscriber my entire life until I finally downloaded HBO Max. And let me tell you what, I'm going to be a convert here. It's got all your classic HBO movies and programming. And also, one final note, it's the only streaming service that I know right now that's doing Christmas in July. So there you go.
All right. That is well done. I don't know why you guys said let's do 5 minutes when every one of you have consistently done three. I could have told you based on my experience with open micers, but the people think I can fill 5 minutes and they get up there and at 3 minutes they start to flounder. And I want to point out that all of you so far have been better than every open micer I've ever seen, because at that 3 minute mark, you're like, screw it, I'm out. And that's been great. So thank you. All right. Begin your question and retort.
When you say room to grow, doesn't that just mean you're not up to par yet?
No, it just means that they have given themselves space to figure out what their niche is.
Create problems so you look better later. Got it.
So I understand why you would think that it's the newest streaming service, Brandon, because you've never had HBO before, but this is the third iteration of the same streaming service. So I don't think it can count as the newest streaming service.
To be fair there, Disney Plus, it wasn't the third iteration. It's the newest iteration of three other separate, completely separate viewing forms, because HBO Now and HBO Go were not the same thing.
That's true. You just gave a better defense of that than Amazon. Good job, Amazon.
Look, Amazon doesn't need a big defense. We got we hire our defense. Out. Yeah, exactly. So
HBO can admit when they can do something bigger and better, and they do it.
The big problem with the theatrical cinematic joy of HBO Max is, man, it would really be nice if you could enjoy their content in 4K. You know who has 4K? Hulu. You know who has 4K? Everybody.
We paid for 4K. It was gloriously, gloriously spent money.
Remember 10 years ago when Netflix was trying to be HBO, and then now HBO is just trying to be Netflix? That was pretty cool.
It's all cyclical.
I do have a question, HBO. You mentioned the large pictures. Are you just saying that you are just the jitterbug phone of streaming services?
You called me old, but I don't even get that reference.
You know, everything old is new again. I'm just going
to
say.
The jitterbug phone has like four big buttons, and it's given to small children and old people so that they can figure out how to operate it.
I send pictures to my daughter 3 times a week.
You know, I just can't get over the fact that it's just like, you know, I want to enjoy HBO Max, but you've boxed out all Amazon products from enjoying HBO Max. So I'm sorry, but I can't enjoy your service because I can't download it.
Oh, act like you're the victim in this.
It
is so hard, man. It's so hard.
Excuse me, Disney had the floor.
When another streaming service launched about November 12th of last year, it wasn't available on Fire Stick because Jeff Bezos is worried that it's a better product than he has.
I would like to point out that your billionaire tears are delicious to me.
Which one, Amazon or Disney's?
Yes, all of it. The more the billionaires weep, the more my belly gets full of their tears. I'm just saying of Gen X rage. It's wonderful.
I'm just saying it would be nice to be able to actually see the inferiority that you're talking about. Ooh, too mean?
Wow, you
too
brought mean, the room mean. Down.
Wow.
Wow, I thought that's what I had a joke about him saying the Wild West. Like, oh, this is the Wild West. Like, streaming services are the Wild West. And I was like, that's like Donald Trump saying no one knew what Juneteenth was until he started talking about it. And I thought that was too dark until you said that. And now I'm comfortable that I said it. And I'm okay with it.
Well, I'm glad to make you comfortable, referee.
Yeah, yeah, you're hilarious. Good stand-up.
I'll send you my hour. We'll try to get it up.
There you go.
Thanks, Netflix. All right. It seems like we've beaten that horse that was already dead. We beat it to death, brought it back to life, and beat it again, much like HBO has done with its streaming service. All right. Last and certainly not least, only because it owns every goddamn thing, it is – when you said you lost power, I'll be honest – I was like, oh, good, there is a God, and he's keeping the evil from us. And now I know that my faith is just being tested. Our last and certainly not least is, oh, God save us all, Disney Plus. Go right ahead.
It was the power and the soul of Walt Disney coming through the house. It was too much to handle. It shut me down for a minute. But just like Mark Antony, I am going to bring the last speech to all of you. So friends and fellow countrymen, lend me your ears. Two words to start this out. Alexander Hamilton. That's right. We have Hamilton right now. You can watch that on Disney Plus. I don't know why you're watching us on Facebook when you could be watching Hamilton on Disney Plus. Let's talk a little bit about the best streaming service that's offered out there. Disney Plus. Disney Plus launched on November 12th, and already at the May shareholders meeting, they reported that they have 54.5 million subscribers in such a short amount of time, way above their projections. And that was before the gentleman that I just mentioned entered the scene, because after that, they've already started to report that millions of new subscribers have subscribed specifically to watch Hamilton, but they're sticking around for Mickey, they're sticking around for Donald, and oh yeah, they're sticking around for Goofy, because everybody loves Goofy. I'll get to Goofy in just a little bit. What we did in order to develop our product is that we did sign a deal with Netflix, and what we wanted to do was we wanted to learn how the old school players in the streaming services really went about figuring out how their product is going to work. So we had an exclusive deal with them for a while. We learned what they knew, and then we took it to the next level. And that's why we launched Disney Plus. Let's talk about the first reason why we're better than Netflix, because honestly, this battle really comes down to the two of us. That's really all that's here. So the first thing we're better at is price. Price is $6.99. Actually, some people out there, like the host of Beyond the Mouse, got in the founder circle where you could pay for 3 years up front for $4.13 a month. That's an insane price for all the content that you're getting on Disney Plus. There's a great user interface. Because it's Disney graphically designed, you even get little graphics on each of the four main platforms. Right there, you can see Disney, Pixar, Star Wars, Marvel, and then actually we've added a fifth, Nat Geo, which is an important point because not only are you getting the family entertainment you love from Disney and all the Fox content that you could ask for, but you're also getting Nat Geo, which is a great way to teach your kids everything they need to know during this pandemic. What I love about what we did at launch is that we took guest suggestions on what we can do to improve because we're always looking for the better experience. And that's exactly what we did. And so we added features like the continue watching feature was improved specifically because of guest experience. We have so many things that you can watch on there. You can watch all of the Disney classics. You can watch all the classic live actions like 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea in glorious, redefined, wonderful HD quality all the way up to 4K. Because what we've done is we've spent time to go back to those classics and make sure that they look pristine for each and every one of you. Also, the vault. Sorry, Michael Eisner, get out of here. Bob Iger doesn't believe in vaults. We want to open the world to you so you have every animated classic all available at your disposal right now. Yeah, you can watch Sleeping Beauty. Yeah, you can insult me for that, Netflix. But you know what? Sleeping Beauty's wonderful. She's great. Don't come after Sleeping Beauty. The TV shows that you get, all the classic Disney Channel TV shows, everything that you grew up with, those Saturday morning cartoons, things that you were able to watch, Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers, Tailspin, Darkwing Duck, and hey, that's basically all the same show. There's so many more out there beyond that, including the Fox content like X-Men and Spider-Man that you can check out too. It's all family friendly, so you can watch it in the same room as your kids. And now let's talk a little bit about the actual original content that you get. We launched with The Mandalorian, but it's only going to get better from there. The Mandalorian was so great. Jon Favreau does a great job of bringing in the Star Wars universe. But now we've got things coming directly from the MCU that Kevin Feige has said will tie in directly to the Marvel Cinematic Universe. No more of this Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Is it kind of in the universe? Is it kind of not in the universe? This is the universe. So you're going to get WandaVision. You're going to get Captain America and the Winter Soldier. By the way, Captain America is Sam Wilson, which just brings a tear to my eye. You've got a new season of Clone Wars that came out. There's also really fun shows like Encore, where Kristen Chenoweth went and let Kristen Bell went and allowed people to relive their high school musical dreams. Then there's also content specifically for Disney people. Shows like Disney Insiders that show what the company's up to and what's going on, what's new in the brands. And then also The Imagineering Story, directed by one Leslie Iwerks. And I'll tell you what, Leslie Iwerks is just a charming and wonderful person. She does podcasts all the time. In fact, you could check out the Beyond the Mouse feed and you can hear an interview with Leslie Iwerks. She's amazing. I'm so glad that you all allowed me to go last tonight because truly it just speaks to the level of respect that you have for me. I love all of you. But you know that it doesn't get any better than the mouse. Thank you.
I have some questions.
Oh, please begin.
Did you suggest that Disney Plus is a good way to teach your children over the pandemic? Did you argue that not having a continue watching section was due to customer relations and not a bunch of people bitching and complaining? Did you say that a bunch of your shows were the same exact show? And when did you turn into a creepy priest like you did at the end?
Oh, that's always been there from Disney.
I just never seen it.
All right. You may have to remind me of the questions. I couldn't quite hear you. You need to make sure you speak up when you're talking and get away from that walker. That'll help.
Oh, but, so it's my old voice, not your old ears. Just checking. With big mouse ears. Thought you might be able to hear.
All right. Number one, I believe your first question was, did I say that you could teach kids during the pandemic?
With yeah, I Disney
did.
Plus.
It was a little bit of jovial. It was a little bit jovial. But what I'm saying is Nat Geo is an important feature of Disney Plus that a lot of people overlook. You get a ton of wonderful content. I just watched a great documentary on Amelia Earhart. So many great programs coming at you from National Geographic, a well-known, just worldwide brand that people trust for entertainment and also for education. Number two, yes, what they did was they set up a specific website that you could go in and offer your suggestions. And they actually made a lot of changes. A lot of even things like the user interface that they've made slight changes to based on the suggestions of their viewers. And I think that's a cool way to go about doing that.
Real quick on that, I know you're going to get to the next one, but when you guys were busy infiltrating Netflix to try and steal everything and make it better, how'd you miss that one?
I think that what we tried to do is to make sure that we can bring our best content forward and make sure that you're always looking forward into the future. But some people wanted to make sure that they're still able to watch the content that they maybe stopped. And so I get why maybe that was a complaint at the beginning, but it was rectified. I mentioned the three spinoff of Chip and Dale Rescue Ranger, mainly because that's kind of what I might be watching right now, but also just to show you that there is a vast library of animated cartoons out there and some really quality stuff. I forgot to even mention things like A Goofy Movie, which I said I would come back to, and then I totally lost it. Debate points down. Sorry, guys. Number four, I went to a very special camp where they taught me how to really show the love of Disney. And that special camp was called Walt Disney World. And once that happened, it was like I was baptized in mouse. And since then, I've been preaching the good word.
This is becoming very cult-like. Okay, hold on. Here
hold on.
I have questions. Wait.
Yeah.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead, Hulu, please.
I just have one technical question. You mentioned the 45 million subscribers. That's a lot of subscribers.
54.5.
Is that why Disney Plus has such a problem with buffering?
So I don't think I've ever had a problem with buffering. Maybe you should upgrade your equipment, Hulu.
I will say, Disney, I like that you have really taken the road of all of my stuff is better than your stuff. Because everyone loved that kid in school. Keep going.
Well, he's personifying Disney Plus.
I'll get to that. I'll get to that. I have a couple things. First and foremost, are you or are you not just a VHS collection in your mom's basement? Is that I'm pretty sure that's all Disney Plus is. I will say you have captured the smugness of Disney perfectly this evening. Let's see. Also, you didn't mention that you murdered all of my Netflix Marvel shows. So thank you for avoiding mentioning that. That made me sad.
We may or may not bring those back.
Yeah, thanks. That's the Disney vault right there, isn't it? We don't believe in vaults, except we're going to hold hostage all this stuff that you love for many years.
We didn't hold them hostage. No. We freed them. We freed them from Netflix.
The Disney vault has just been refurbished for all the classic 20th century Fox material that they pirated.
I know. I do think I have to take a umbrage with all the Fox content you could want.
All I'm getting is the Sound of Music and Hello Dolly.
Fantastic Four just came out, and also X-Men. Oh boy!
Was that wait? You're talking about Van Horstick, right?
Are you talking about the bad one or the worst one?
The really bad one.
Oh, no, good.
And I have to, I think that one of the great things about Disney Plus is the original.
Your five minutes is way beyond.
But you said, is it just a pile of VHS tapes in your mom's basement? And I disagree.
No, this is my heckling time.
There's a lot out there.
This is my heckling time. You can't interrupt that. Also, you mentioned Sleeping Beauty, a movie about a girl who was roofied and then set upon by a rich blonde dude. That seems troubling in these times. Also, every other Disney princess up until, I don't know, Little Mermaid?
Moana?
Moana? I don't know. My daughter didn't, she was into Marvel movies. You know, like a real kid. I don't
We'd
know.
Have that was for her too.
That, oh yes. And thank you. You know what though, Disney? Thank you for Captain Marvel. Because representation matters. But yeah, Netflix, thank you for Jessica Jones, because representation matters. Okay. All right.
At an adult level as well as child level, like exactly. Most of Disney's content.
Jessica Jones was the first superhero that my wife ever looked at and went, I get her. And that felt good. All right. We're going to go back around. Everyone gets two sentences to convince me. See how I brought it back around to my freaking show? All right. Go. Prime, hit me. 2-3 sentences.
In summation, you should vote for me because everyone else sucks. We rule. And if you want quality all the way down the line, you go with Amazon Prime. Thank you. I will be running for president next year.
All right. Hulu, get me.
Hulu is your best option for cutting the cord with cable. And if you want to watch a movie, run a movie. I don't care. But watch Hulu. You'll be happier.
All right. Netflix, convince me. See, I did it again.
Everyone's trying to make Netflix be this big giant in the streaming world. We're still the David in the battle against Goliath, and we're the last bastion trying to prevent monopolies from taking over the streaming world. Plus, our content's more diverse. We got stuff for adults and for kids, not just kids.
All right, HBO Max, what you got?
As I said, it is a real cinema school all in one place, and also they're just going to keep making new reiterations until you like one.
Damn.
HBO with a shotgun.
And Disney, that's enough from you. So give me just – no, fine. You get – look, haven't you had enough?
I actually used most of my 5 minutes because the other ones were either unprepared or their content just didn't have 5 minutes worth. But I will say in maybe one I could say this maybe in one sentence – Disney Plus is the most magical streamer on the internet.
Oh, turn off his mic. Just turn it off now. God bless it.
Ooh.
All right. Give me a moment to tally up these arbitrary points. Okay.
While Larry is doing that, what a perfect opportunity to tell everyone about the Front Row Network of Shows. Craig, would you like to tell everyone about the Front Row Network of Shows?
Absolutely. Let me start alphabetically with Beyond the Mouse.
God.
Beyond the Mouse is a great.
Talk about your all-time backfires.
No, but really, we've actually done a lot of really fun stuff amongst all of us on the network. Beyond the Mouse has actually had a great deal of really cool interviews that you can check out on our feed. We've interviewed Disney legends Floyd Norman and Bob Gurr. We interviewed Leslie Iwerks, who I mentioned directed the Imagineering story. And also we actually interviewed someone that's been playing Alexander Hamilton for the last year, which was a really fun talk about Hamilton and all that process. So really cool stuff. Do you want me to talk about the other shows as well? Because I can.
Well, I mean,
flashbacks. Yeah. Let me talk about flashbacks. They had a killer interview with Captain Dale Dye on Military and Film. It's well worth your nearly 2 hours of an interview. Just a fantastic listen. And I really applaud those guys for that.
Yeah, and then also, Brandon. Yeah.
What?
Go ahead. No, but also an interview that Flashbacks was able to do today along the same vein. Jay, do you want to talk about that with Flashbacks?
Sure. Yeah. We met with Aaron Schneider today, who directed the new non-represented Apple TV release, Greyhound, starring Tom Hanks. And he's a local. He came from Central Illinois himself, from Springfield and Peoria, and went out to Hollywood and just had his first huge blockbuster. So that was a really, really fun talk we had today.
Absolutely. And Craig was about to get there. Brandon, what about classics?
Yeah, last week, Jeremy and Eric and I had the privilege to interview Patricia Ward Kelly, the widow and biographer of Gene Kelly, who is just a wealth of information and some wonderful, wonderful stories about her husband and some just a great look at the man that, you know, not only who we saw on screen, but the man himself. So it's a really, really great interview and should be dropping soon, I believe.
Absolutely. And I believe you have one more interview that you might be able to say, announce for the first time.
Yeah. The 70th anniversary of I Love Lucy is coming up. And, today I just landed an interview with, Kate Luckinbill Connor, who is the granddaughter of Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz. And she runs the social media page called The Lucy Legacy, which is in coalition with the Lucy Desi Museum. And so she's been keeping their legacy going. So I get to talk to her next week.
Yeah, man. I mean, geez, that's just fantastic. So as you said, so much, so much, so much going on there. And of course, our illustrious judge, our beautiful, handsome, sexy judge, he has a show as well that will be dropping a new episode very soon. Episode 2 of Convince Me. Got a little preview of that one, Larry?
That one is with Scott Hines, who is the lead singer and songwriter for the Royal Hounds out of Nashville. They are this really cool, it's like traditional Americana rock mixed with rockabilly, mixed with just fun, cool, crazy surf music. It is a blast. But Scott spent several years playing Carl Perkins and the Million Dollar Quartet out in Vegas. And he nailed the audition in New York, but they said, we want you to go out here and do it. And so he's a blast. We talk about comedy and on that one and what he loves and what he doesn't like. I've also talked to people like Rena Kalm, who's a great up-and-coming nationally touring headliner, who will be a household name once, you know, comedy can be a thing again. Also, I talked to Dr. Gonzo recently. And Dr. Gonzo, if you don't know who that is, that's John Means. But Dr. Gonzo is the doc of comedy rock. He has opened – he was good friends with guys like Robin Williams, Kevin Pollak, Dana Carvey. He is a legend of the San Francisco comedy scene, but he is open for every legendary rock band there is. He's at Jefferson Airplane. We're talking ZZ Top. He toured with Huey Lewis and the News for years. He's actually really close friends with them, and he tells a couple really great stories on that episode. But, and then I interview some local comics that are just buddies of mine that I think are just hilarious, and we just have a good time.
Absolutely. So if you want to find that or any of the other Front Row content, go to nprillinois.org and find us, or on social media, the Front Row Network on Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook, or Front Row Reviews with a Z on Twitter. And now that that is done, again, back to, I'm surely at least the runner-up for People's Sexiest Man of the Year, Mr. Larry Smith, the referee here, to decide who the best streaming service is.
All right. I will say I do appreciate everybody's performance this evening. I felt like everyone was prepared and really did a great job. So when I'm about to say, I don't want anyone's feelings to be hurt. Because remember, Daddy loves all of you for different reasons. Yes. Okay. And equally. But here's the thing. You all lost. No one won this evening. Because the only streaming service available that has cop rock is iTunes. And I'm sorry, guys. No cop rock, no win-win. But I will give you a second place. So that's first place is iTunes with cop rock. I will say I've got to give a close second for many reasons. And you're not going to like it. But it's Netflix. Netflix, you got second place behind iTunes and cop rock. The granddaddy of them all, and they're constantly, I don't care what anyone says, constantly improving, and I appreciate it. I appreciate Netflix. I like Netflix. Netflix is getting a warm hug from an old friend. It's fantastic. Coming in after Netflix.
That was Limp Bizkit for you, by the way.
I'd say, was that Roland? Nice.
Thank you.
He loves Limp Bizkit. So.
I was convinced on that show. And if you haven't heard, listen to it. Listen to the first episode of Convince Me with Kyle Fields, where we discuss Lord of the Rings and Limp Bizkit, or as we refer to him, Frederick Durst and the Bizkets. All right. Coming in after Netflix. It's Hulu. It's Hulu. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry the rest of you.
You know what?
It's Hulu.
I see how this is going to go.
Hold on. Hold on.
Yeah, I think I would like to hear more.
Hulu. Hulu, you have my heart. You've got the greatest television. The greatest television you can get a hold of. Man in the High Castle. I already mentioned some of my favorites. It's accessible. I know some people don't like the interface.
I will say.
But... are you throwing my own words at me? What is happening? You can't be bothered to listen to everybody's accolades? This is so Disney. That's so Raven. It's so Raven.
God.
Oh, you're really not going to like this one. The rest of you guys. Disney Plus. You had a solid argument.
You know what?
You were solid. You presented yourself well. Never mind. I take it back. You don't place anymore.
Yes.
There's a great big beautiful tomorrow. Shining at the end of every day. There's a great
Oh, bless
what is it
fruit.
Like to live in that? Anyway, I don't. That's a rhetorical question.
It's so magical, Larry. Just embrace it. It's everything you want to be and more.
No, you know what? If they had a Daria world, I would go there.
Just think about everything that you could imagine from your childhood. And there's a beer stand on every corner. That's Disney World.
So my dad is just cursing at me and my mom's telling me I won't amount to anything, but I get to drink.
Sure.
It got dark, didn't it? We went to a dark place.
You seem more like a cult leader than a follower, Larry.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's why you got second behind Cop Rock. And if my parents are watching, I was joking. I love you guys. Ish. Okay.
Okay.
Steve, one of them is going to take that real hard, and I love you both. You're great. This is comedy-ish. all right. After Disney, guys, you're really not going to like this one. Amazon Prime, you got some great shows. You got some great shows. You got some stuff that I'm hooked on. You know, I appreciate you, and you had a decent argument. Yep. HBO Max. Hey. You're still number one in your heart, right? And if
like I said, I still prefer physical media. It's okay.
You come back as an HBO Double Max or HBO Triple X. I don't know. That's Cinemax. Right. I'm sorry, Cinemax. That's Cinemax. Never mind. You know,
HBO Value Meal?
Yes. Yeah. Here's the thing. I just want you guys to know I did pick out some special awards. So I want you to understand Netflix, funniest, got the biggest belly laughs out of me tonight. Handful. Everyone else made me laugh. Netflix got the most. Hey, the pluckiest, HBO Max. That's you, buddy. You got the pluckiest. I might not win, but I'm in it. I'm in it to be here. I'm not in it to win it. I'm not in it to win it. I'm in it to participate. And that's what I loved about you.
That's better than Hulu talking about doubles and triples and singles or something, whatever it was. Nothing's perfect.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You like Hulu.
I'm sorry. Do you want to borrow the referee shirt from my mother-in-law? I don't think so.
I don't know if
Kanye moved there, buddy.
You know what? Then you're next. Yeah, I'm gonna let you finish because I'm gonna tell Jeremy to mute your mic. All right. The best representation and the one that captured the best feel of their streaming service. Yeah, you know who it is. It's Disney Plus. You got all the you got it all. You got all the stuff that made me go, oh, I'm comfortable. But I, like I'm also feel weird about it. Like a hug that lasts too long from your uncle. You know that guy? You remember that? Okay. most heartfelt, the one that plucked at my heartstrings the most, the one that I feel like would have won us the big game had he stood up during halftime and said it, Hulu. Thank you, Hulu. That one, that was great. Also, most evil, Prime.
Yes.
Because you're evil.
Hey, if you write me a recommendation, that might get me into the Evil League of Evil. So I think yes. Let's get that going there.
But I do want to say there is one tie, and it is for slimiest, and that's between Amazon Prime and Disney Plus. All right.
There we go.
There you are. Cop Rock on iTunes, Netflix, Disney, Hulu, Prime, HBO. Go get him, Tiger.
And folks, that is just about as good as we can end it. We hope that you have thoroughly enjoyed this streaming battle cast. Let us know if you wanted us to do more of these. I had a blast here. The wrong person won, but that's okay. You know, that's all right.
Larry, did you see that your mother is watching?
Oh, no. I love you, Mom. I was joking.
By the way.
All right. I'm Larry's mom.
Best mother. Mine. Oh, she wins. My mom wins everything.
There it is. Yes, Larry's mom wins, everyone. Nobody has kidding. That one. Nobody had that one coming. All right, folks, we've already said it. You can find us in all the normal places. Thank you so much. Let us know what your favorite streaming service is. Let us know what you thought of Battlecast and which Battlecast you would like to see in the future, because this was a lot of fun. I want to thank everybody here, and we're going to do our sign-off. We're going to attempt to. I hope everyone saw the chat. All right, everyone, for the Front Row Network on NPR Illinois, I am Jeremy Gechner.
I'm Craig McFarland.
I'm Brandon Davis.
I'm Larry Smith, and I'm not wearing pants.
I'm Jay Hoffman, and I'm glad you're not wearing pants.
You already won! Stop it!
I'm trying to make friends.
I'm Steve Sykes.
There he is. As always, folks, we're going to see you in the front row, and mercifully, I think that we are done here. See you later, everyone.
This episode is a production of the Front Row Network, a proud Community Voices member of National Public Radio, Illinois. For more information and to see the full slate of Front Row Network shows, you can visit frnpod.com or nprillinois.org. You can also find and follow us on social media by searching for the Front Row Network on Facebook and Instagram, and Front Row Reviews with a Z on Twitter.